This is a war which it has been seen by most Africans to be highly regrettable. Ethiopia, as a country, was at the forefront of progress in terms of economic growth and transformation. You'd recall that for a period of almost a decade, Ethiopia ranked amongst the fastest growing countries in the world, sometimes even competing with China. And this war has been disruptive of that whole process, in addition to exacting all of the costs in human life and damage to property that we have seen. I hope that in the context of the realization by both sides, that it might in the end be the case that there will be no clear victor from this conflict, that they would sit down to work out the kind of political solution that will accommodate the concerns of all sides, the concern by Ethiopia to keep a country united, and the territorial integrity of the country respected, and the concern by the Tigrayans for minority rights to be upheld and fully recognized in the constitution.
And how will it be enforced?
Well, a lot will depend on the political will on both sides. And as I said, I hope first and foremost that there is a realization now on both sides, and a lot of pressure has been piled on both Addis Ababa and Mekele from within Africa, from the African Union, from key and influential voices across the continent, as also there has been pressure from the United Nations and places like Washington and Brussels on both sides to at least ceasefire. There's, of course, the question of Eritrea, which also has to withdraw its troops from Tigray as part of this process. And hopefully the African Union will set up a monitoring mechanism immediately that will enable it to see the extent to which the parties are acting in good faith in accordance with the agreement which they have reached. Some tough concessions have had to be made, I would say particularly by the Tigrayans, but they are also backed into a corner presently, and the cost of the war has been particularly heavy on the people of Tigray, that it will only make sense for them to continue to show the goodwill that will sustain the ceasefire and open the pathway towards constitutional and broader political negotiations.
Professor, you mentioned Eritrea. Of course, they play a critical role in this war, but they were not included in the negotiations. We just have 30 seconds. If you could explain the significance of that.
Well, I mean, officially, Eritrea has not admitted to being a party to the war, even though we all know that there are Eritrean troops fighting alongside the Ethiopians. I imagine that to the extent to which Addis Ababa, which is in a strategic alliance with Asmara, adheres to the agreement that has just been reached, it will indeed be able to transfer the full effects of the ceasefire to the authorities in Asmara.
Well, Adebayo Olukoshi, we want to thank you so much for being with us. Distinguished research professor at the Wits School of Governance in Johannesburg, previously serves as director of the African Social Science Council and the UN African Institute for Economic Development and Planning, speaking to us from Johannesburg, South Africa. Again, tune in on November 8th for our three-hour midterm election night special. We'll be broadcasting live starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can go to democracynow.org for more information. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for a video news production fellowship and a people and culture manager. Learn more and apply at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Stay safe.
Are we ready?
Well, hello there, everybody. I am Manda Richard, and it's time for another episode, number 2233, of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WTC and WTCHD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, or the Tuesday Roots Program from WVUD and WVUD-HD1 Newark, Delaware. Got a great show lined up for you. Got some liquor-related songs in the opening set, some gospel songs in the last set, and in between, we've got lots of different music that I know you will enjoy. Let's get started with a traditional song called Blues Fighters, played for you by the Big Possum String Band.
Come all you blues fighters if you want to hear about the kind of booze that we sell around here. It's made from buckwheat, rye, and corn, and all bottled up in some barn.
And the lamb will lay down with the lion after drinking this here moonshine.
No, we don't give a damn for the Volstead Law. For Prohibition, we don't care at all. It's made way back in the swamps and the hills, where there's plenty of moonshine still.
And the lamb will lay down with the lion after drinking this here moonshine.
One drop will make a rabbit whip a bulldog. One drop will make a cat chase a wild hog. Make a bullfrog spit on a black snake's face, and a hard-shelled preacher fall from grace.
And the lamb will lay down with the lion after drinking this here moonshine.
Tip up your head and take a little drink. For the next week you won't be able to think. Next thing you know, you'll be feeling kind of tight, out on the streets trying to raise a fight. So you tip up your head and you drink a little more. For the next month you'll be feeling kind of sore, and then you swear you won't drink it anymore. But you've said that 1,000 times before.
And the lamb will lay down with the lion after drinking this here moonshine.
She grew up in Texas, proud of her state. She remembers the old Alamo. She's a lone star, that's right, and you could see her at night, out where the stars unfold. She's an angel, I know, there's no one else like her, loving and caring to a fault. She takes in the strays even on her bad day, and she only drinks whiskey in the morning. She loves to ride horses, the wild ones are best. They remind her to live every day. There's a good and a bad, sometimes she gets had. She won't let that get in her way. You know her daddy left home when she was a girl. She left her mother and her all alone. The hard times are hard, easy not in the cards. And she only drinks whiskey in the morning. She only drinks whiskey in the morning, but years ago she drank it at night. It made her dance on the bar and sleep in her car. It wound her up just a little too tight. Thank you. politicians disgust her. They don't tell the truth. She wonders why they bother to speak. She knows that they're lying without even trying. I guess the truth just makes them feel weak. She plays fiddle at night when her work is all done. She learned from a card-playing gambler. She likes the feel of the bow, but everyone knows that she only drinks whiskey in the morning. She only drinks whiskey in the morning. But years ago, she drank it at night. Made her dance on the bar and sleep in her car. It wound her up just a little too tight. She only drinks whiskey in the morning. But years ago, she drank it at night. Made her dance on the bar and sleep in her car. It wound her up just a little too tight. So she never drinks whiskey at night.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Good evening, friends. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mandolin Richard. No, it's Mando Richard, isn't it?
For sure.
Cut! I don't do well under pressure, people! Give him a quart. Hello, friends. Brian Oberlin here. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, the finest name in all the mandolin business.
As I was going over Kilgara Mountain, I met with Captain Quarrel and his money he was counting. First I drew my pistol and I rattled off my rapier saying, stand and deliver, for I am the bold deceiver, Mr. Ingham-Durham-Da. Walk for the daddy-o, walk for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. The devil take the women, Lord, they never can be easy. Mr. Ingham-Durham-Da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went into my chamber for to take a slumber, to dream of gold and jewels, and of course it was no wonder. Jenny took my charges and she filled them up with water. Called on Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. But Sir Ingham-Durham-Da, what for the daddy-o, what for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Next morning early, and a footman and likewise Captain Farrell. I went to draw my pistol, for she'd stolen away my rapier. I could not shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. But Sir Ingham-Durham-Da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. They took me into court with the judge all rising for robbing Captain Farrell up on Gilgara Mountain. But they did not take my fists, so I knocked the jailer down and bid my farewell to your tight-fisted town. Mr. Ingham-Durham-Da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I'd like to join my brother, he's the one that's in the army. I don't know where he's stationed,
friend in Cork or in Killarney, but together we go roaming through the mountains of Kilkenny, and I swear he'd treat me fairer than me darling sporting Jenny. Mr. Ingham Durham da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. There's some that takes delight in the fishing and the bowling, others take delight in those carriages a-rolling. Me, I take delight in the juice of the barley, courting married women in the morning, nice and early. Mr. Ingham Durham da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mr. Ingham Durham da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I'm alone, all alone, my friends have all fled. My father, he's a drunkard, my mother, she is dead. I'm a poor little child, wander and weep for the voice of my mother to sing me to
you
You are listening to Mark Graham on the harmonica play Kentucky Whiskey and Give the Fiddler a Dram from his year 2000 record, Southern Old Time Harmonica. And our first set began with Big Possum String Band doing Booz Fighters. Then Danny Britt and Marvin Dykhouse did She Only Drinks Whiskey in the Morning. Then the late Ann Feeney gave us Whiskey in the Jar. She was a Pittsburgh singer and did a lot for Celtic music. And then the last you heard was from the Stairwell Sisters and the Drunkard's Lone Child. Well, I flipped around some of the things, so just before you hear from Woody Snyder, you're going to get to hear from Dory Freeman.
Once again, we are welcoming Woody Snyder from Station WVUD to Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots program, which happens to be on WVUD. Hey, Woody, is that your home station?
WVUD is my home station from the University of Delaware.
You've got five songs you want to share with the people all over the world. What would you like to share?
Well, at first, I'd like to start off with a wonderful song from Patti Loveless. Song called Too Many Memories. It's a bit of a sad start. She's really worth listening to, and I've started with her as Too Many Memories.
I remember this time with a love. Seldom felt in this day and time. It gets melancholy every now and again when you let your mind go and it drifts way back when. Life plays its tricks, some cruel but fair. And even a fool can pretend they don't care. When there's too many memories for one heart to hold. Once a future so bright now seems so distant and cold. And the shadows grow. There's too many memories for one heart to hold.
often bad moment, and the angels all cry, and they gave you a memory that you'll have till you die. Now the lesson you learn, and you don't dare forget what makes you grow old is replacing hope with regret. When there's too many memories for one heart to hold, once a future so bright now seems so distant and cold, and the shadows grow long and your eyes look so old. When there's too many memories for one heart to hold, when there's too many memories for one heart to hold, the future so bright now seems so distant and cold, and the shadows grow long and your eyes look so old. There's too many memories for one heart to hold.
Sing in the morning. Yeah, my coffee mama, I like her first thing in the morning. Even though that woman likes to keep me up all night long. Yeah, she's mean, she's hot. That girl sure don't mess around. Yeah, she's mean, she's hot. That girl sure don't mess around. Yeah, you take too big a sip of her, she'll knock your ass right on the ground. Yeah, my coffee mama, I like her first thing in the morning. Yeah, my coffee mama, I like her first thing in the morning. She's losing and bound, but I know better.
He know better.
Cause the way I shake that thing keeps her coming on right back around. My coffee mama, I like her first thing in the morning. Yeah, my coffee mama, I like her first thing in the morning. Remember, my heart is waiting outside. It's waiting alone outside in the dark. Just let me come in and talk.
Coming up on that eastern shore, just a coal fire glow. Behind the firebox door, I know he's gone. Whatever I say, and it won't be long till I make up my mind and go away. See that man, he can't hear the whistle. The damned old fool's caught out on the trestle. He can't go forward and he can't go back.
The train kept a rolling, brushed him off the track.
We are in the middle of a set of music that WVUD's Woody Snyder has picked out for us on the Tuesday Roots program, or Whiskey Before Breakfast. And at the beginning of the set, he picked out an old, slow, sad song from Patti Loveless, Too Many Memories, from her 1997 record, Long Stretch of Lonesome. And then you pick things up with something that came out of the Baltimore, D.C. area in about 2015 from the Bumper Jacksons.
Yes, the Bumper Jacksons. They put together an interesting song called Coffee Mama, and this is really a neat song. It's a fun song. They have a great six-piece band with just a variety of instruments.
Then come up next, you went to Audie Blaylock and Redline, and we were talking off the air that this song is a cover of a Ray Price hit.
Yes, it was. It's a song called Talk to Your Heart. Beautiful song. Audie Blaylock's band is a bluegrass band, and he's a really fine singer of his own. And most of what Audie and Redline do is they get cover songs, and this one was Ray Price's 1952 song, was Talk to Your Heart. It's a really nice song to listen to.
Then you stayed in the Baltimore, D.C. area for a wonderful song with Dee Dee Weiland doing the lead singing, along with Capital area musicians Mike Munford, Ricky Simpkins, Ronnie Simpkins, and Wyatt Rice on it. What did you pick out for Dee Dee Weiland to sing?
Well, I picked out Going Away. It's actually written by Utah Phillips. It's a great song. Dee Dee Weiland is a great singer, and although I don't think she's done that many albums, but the ones that she's done are certainly great to hear, and she has a beautiful voice.
Well, you've got one more you want to share with the people, and it's from another bluegrass band, though it's a little bit slower song, isn't it? It's from Third Time Out.
Third Time Out is a terrific bluegrass band and a song that I don't think it gets played very much. Third Time Out gets a lot of airtime, but this song called, it's a very beautiful song, I thought, was Bobby and Millie. Russell Moore is the lead singer and the band leader for Third Time Out. And I thought this was a nice story song about the story of Bobby and Millie.
Well, time after time, Woody, both of us keep going back to that Third Time Out album, John and Mary, which came out in 1999, and that's where Bobby and Millie comes from. Yeah. Well, Woody, these are all great songs. Thank you so much for sharing them with the listeners in Tennessee and Pennsylvania and West Virginia and Delaware.
Well, thank you very much for mentioning that. It's nice to hear that people here are actually tuning in for some great music to be played and to be listened to.
All right, Woody, my friend, we'll talk to you next week. And at Woody's request, here comes Third Time Out doing Bobby and Millie right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Tuesday Roots Program.
5-year-old Millie, she lives in a shack. Her old good dog, Charlie, he's tied in the back. You'd think that her world was an awful sad place, but you'd never know by the look on her face. 'Cause her heart's filled with love, and there's stars in her. What a poor little girl, that's what most people say. But 5-year-old Millie don't see it that way. Bobby, he lives on the good side of town. Everything that their money can buy, but you never know by the look in his eye that his heart's filled with love, and there's stars in his eyes. He just needs somebody to hold when he cries. That's what most people say, but 5-year-old Bobby don't see it that way. That's what people say. Oh, but Bobby and Millie's gonna show 'em someday. 'Cause their hearts filled with love, and there's stars in their eyes. And we all need somebody to hold when we cry. That's what people say, but Bobby and Millie don't see it that way. Oh, Bobby.
If angels were cowgirls with wings, they'd tell their cowboys to sing and dance across the sky with clouds rolling by. If angels were cowgirls with wings, if angels were cowgirls, they'd say, to live like there's no other day.
I'm an old lady,
and kick your heels up when the going gets rough. If angels were cowgirls with wings, in heaven must be happy to see the smile of a cowgirl like you. If angels were cowgirls, we'd know. If you love someone, tell them so, and reach for their hand the moment you can. If angels were cowgirls with wings, times that we hear the laughter of cowgirls like you. If angels were cowgirls with wings, they'd tell their cowboys to sing and dance across the sky with clouds rolling by. If angels were cowgirls with wings, if angels were cowgirls with wings.
Well, I'm an old Navy pilot and a writer in the sky. If there's something big you need to say, well, I might be your guy. A man runs to my hangar and says his name is Dave. And he's got an urgent job for me as I'm putting up my plane. Says, can you ride? I'm sorry. So big the ship will leave. And can you do it all before the 6 o'clock train leaves? Well, I saw his desperation and the tear stains on his face. And I didn't have the heart to say, well, it's probably too late. So I jumped back in my aeroplane and I took off straight and high. For if one thing life has taught me, love is always worth a try. To my pattern, and there's not a cloud in sight. It's a fine day for flying as the white smoke trails behind. The letter S is tricky. It's a curve that goes both ways. At the beginning of the hottest word you'll ever have to say. And I think about his woman with a teardrop in her eye.
She's walking toward the station. Will she look up at the sky? Will she see these words I'm tracing? Will she know that they're from Dave? Will she pause and change direction? Or will she step up on that train? If I remember him 5 years ago today, and he smiles and shows a picture of his wife and family, shakes my hand and thanks me for the words that changed everything. Well, I'm an old Navy pilot and a writer in the sky. If there's something big you need to say, well, I might be your guy.
Well, there's a fire emergency in the building here at Carnegie Mellon, so I'm going to switch you over to a previously recorded version of Whiskey Before Breakfast.
But I'm going to be a diamond someday, I'll take it out.
What you're listening to right now is a brand new band with a brand new record out. They call themselves Tall Poppy String Band. They're doing a really cool version of that old tune, The Cuckoo. Now, let me tell you about that Cole set of music you just heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, Phyllis Boyens gave us Blue Diamond Mines, and I played that from a compilation which came out in about 1997 called Coal Mine and Women. Then you heard from Merle Travis and the original version of Dark as a Dungeon that appeared on an album of 78s back in the late 1940s. Then Tiffany Williams gave you the title track from her brand new record, All Those Days of Drinking Dust. Probably a truer story of the coal miner's daughter, eh? Then, what did we hear? We heard Johnny Cash, didn't we? Yeah, Johnny Cash, doing a B.J. Shaver song, Billy Joe Shaver song. I'm just an old chunk of coal. I'll be a diamond someday, yeah. I'm just an old chunk of coal, recorded live when Johnny Cash appeared at the Exit Inn in Nashville, Tennessee, in December of 1979. Next is Aaron Bibblehauser doing a song from Shakespeare's As You Like It, but he put it out on a record called As Y'all Like It, Songs from the Kentucky Shakespeare Project. I sure hope you enjoy it. Thank you. clock on the studio is implacable. It says it's almost time for our station break. What you're listening to right now are the Lovestruck Balladeers doing Scott Joplin's Gladiolus Rag. And that's what you'll listen to while I tell you about the previous song you heard and get you all set up for the station break. Before this, you heard songs from the 16th and 17th centuries. You never heard them before. From Aaron Bibblehauser's record, As You All Like It, which included Michael Cleveland on the fiddle and mandolin and Chris Douglas on the upright bass. And Aaron played all the other instruments and did the singing. And we heard Under the Greenwood Tree. And this was a production that Aaron Bibblehauser did along with the Kentucky Shakespeare outfit down there in Louisville. Wasn't that fun? Okay. It is almost time for our station break, but we'll be back with more great music. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. We're going to start the second half of Whiskey Before Breakfast off with a New song from Loudon Wainwright III. It's from his new record, Lifetime Achievement. And it's about a poor dog who's confused about the custody battle that's going on about him.
He lives on the east side, now she's on the west. The park is in between them, and I guess it's for the best. They're in no man's land, I can get me a walk. When they meet in the middle, to hand me off. I got a big bark, but not much of a bite. At the foot of her bed, I sleep there through the night. She pets me and spoils me, calls me her little boy. And each and every Christmas time, I get a new squeaky toy. But when I stay with him, we're both at a loss. 'Cause he gets kinda alpha, acting like he's the boss. He and I used to wrestle back when I was just a pup. But we're older and slower now, we gave that all up. I never did figure out who was in the wrong. All that crying and yelling went on way too long. Everything changes, I suppose that was it. But they both seem so sad since the day they split. I'm in the middle here in no man's land. I'm hoping for a truce. It's hard to understand why all this had to happen. It don't even seem real. Why don't they just lick, make up? What's the big deal? Never won a ribbon, I'm no best in show. I'm just a dumb mutton, what the hell do I know? Except the day that they got me sure was a great day. And they'd get back together if I had my way. They would lick and make up if I had my way.